tonight the topic we're going to be talking about is achieving your goals, and it's absolutely fitting, obviously, because of the fact that we are, you know, it's January 3rd of 2005, we're beginning the year, and obviously making 2005 a different year than 2004 is obviously the goal. But for those of you that I have not yet had the chance to meet yet, because we haven't met either live in person or I haven't met you over the phone, my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was just an uneducated 19-year-old female who had no self-confidence, self-worth, or self-esteem. I didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. My parents were drug addicts, and my father was violent. We were abused in every which way, shape, and form. And so when I was first introduced to the concept of becoming an entrepreneur, honestly, I thought, you know, this is great for you, but it's certainly not for me. And after 2 months of being persisted with, I decided to get started in business for myself. And my very first 6 months in business, I totally failed. I mean, miserably. I couldn't get anyone interested in my product or in any service that we had, or even the chance to market the products that our company had available for anyone who wanted to. And after 6 months of absolute failure, went $25,000 in debt, wound up meeting somebody who was succeeding very well. Begged him to teach me how to talk and run. He introduced me to a training seminar system that he told me that if I didn't go, he wouldn't work with me, and if I didn't go, I would fail. And so I didn't have the money, I didn't have the time, and I certainly didn't want to go because I hated high school, and winding up in some, you know, business training seminar seemed like a poison, like high school was for me. So why would I have to pay my money, my own money, to go to something like that, especially when I'd have to finance it? But as it turned out, that I had to go. And so I went, came out of that, made $4,000 my first 8 days. The following month, brought a bunch of other people with me. They succeeded so well in the way the compensation structure was set up, I got a royalty off of what they made. And so my check jumped up to $11,000. Next check was $15,000. The following one was over $20,000. Got married, wanted to go off and be a mom and make babies and do all that kind of fun stuff. And the man that I married brought me to the Big Island of Hawaii. Then, shortly after, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 left to my name. I lost my business as a direct result of marrying him and just wound up completely destitute broke. I am actually calling you right now from Pulako, Hawaii. I am actually just literally 2 minutes, not even miles, 2 minutes away from the very beach in which I lived on 14 years ago, a couple of weeks ago. In fact, 2 days from today would be the anniversary that I became unhomeless. I became homeless in the month of December, was homeless for several weeks, and on January 5th, because of starting a business on December 26th, from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, got into my own apartment, started supporting myself, and making a tremendous amount of income. In fact, my very first year, I went from being totally homeless, December of 1990, destitute, broke, severely in debt, lost my vision, dreams, goals, everything, wanting to take my own life into my own hands, meaning wanting to end it, and started a business, and from there, my very first year made $250,000, and then by the end of my second year made my first million. By the time I was 23 years of age, had made my first million in business for myself, and then went on to make millions beyond that by developing other six- and seven-figure income earners. Basically duplicating myself within a sales force of people who had never had business experience before, wide variety of people, whether they were waitresses and bartenders or busboys, teachers, doctors, lawyers, you name it. We had it all within our sales force. People who have never, ever been in business before on their own. And through a training seminar system called First Steps to Success, which we have one coming up in New York City, January 22nd and 23rd, which is about 3 weeks away, those people plugged into those training seminars and turned out to be very, very successful. They made a tremendous amount of money through time, obviously, through learning and all of that kind of fun stuff. And so tonight we're talking about, you know, achieving goals. It's not so much only about setting goals, but it's also about achieving it. So obviously what I had to do in the very beginning, get control over my life. But before I go there, I want to encourage you, if you have been led to this call or to our website, which again is DaniJohnson.com. And if, let's say that you are in a direct sales industry, and so your supervisor, your manager, your upline, your business partner, whatever you want to call it, introduced you to our site and to this call, I really want you to honor and respect them. because it says a lot about their leadership ability. It says a lot about their character. It says a lot about who they are. There's a lot of people in higher positions that just cannot, for ego or fear or whatever you want to call it, pride or whatever, whatever bad experience they've had in the past, they cannot promote someone else to help their people. And so it says a lot about who they are, that they would direct you to a place where you can get help 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so you want to honor them, and you want to take the direction that they're giving you and whatever system is that they have provided for you, and make sure you pay attention to what they're doing, because if they're succeeding, they're doing something right. And again, let's go ahead and get right into the topic about achieving your goals. Now, write this down. This is very important. Some of you have heard this before. Some of you haven't. But nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Here we are already in the third day of January. And unfortunately, our year has started with an absolute tragic disaster. To be honest with you, today, as I was here, today it's raining in Hawaii. Hello. I know it's snowing in California at my house. But it was hard for me to say, you know, I just don't know that I could talk about goals right now. I just don't know. In fact, I was praying about it, going, Lord, I really need a message for tonight because I'm having a hard time here. The devastation that these nations are facing is catastrophic. It's unbelievable. It's more than devastating. When I see on the news the children and their faces, and I see the despair in the mom's eyes, I hear the testimonies of the people who have survived, it's absolutely catastrophic. And, you know, here, Hans and I have had a goal. You know, the name, our corporate name of our company is Call to Freedom International. And part of that vision and the goal of what we have is to have a nonprofit organization within our corporate umbrella, because our vision really is about people being set free in all areas of their life. And, you know, one of my kids just the other day, and it kind of set me off a little bit, but, you know, it's raining in Hawaii. This whole tsunami over in Asia caused, you know, a ripple effect weather-wise, and we've just been having this huge storm over here in Hawaii. And one of my sons began to complain about the fact that we were not at the beach. And I'm telling you, I just about came unglued. I used every ounce of spirit-filled self-control. And I turned on to the news and I said, do you see that? I said, that little boy has a reason to cry, because his parents are dead. Now, crying because you're bored, crying because you're not being entertained, it's totally 100% unacceptable. And you know what? Many of you may look back on 2004, and maybe you worked really hard, and maybe you didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve. Don't be like my 7-year-old whining about it. Because there are people in the world who really do have something to whine about. And I hope that to us absolute spoiled Americans, that we can have a reality check. Have an absolute reality check about how truly spoiled we are. In fact, I encourage you, watch the news a little bit, and I want you to look at the commercials. You know, there's people celebrating at ball games right now. People that have been celebrating since it's happened. Hockey games and baseball games, and the list goes on. And all kinds of celebrations, and it just tears my heart out because I'm like, wow. Life goes on, I guess. But life is also very short. And if you do not dynamically have something picked out for your life, it can be taken away in a heartbeat, in an absolute heartbeat. It can be gone when you least expect it, while you're on vacation. It could be gone. And so I hope that you are using this absolute catastrophe that has happened to our brothers and sisters over there out in the middle of the ocean, to count your blessings and to really reevaluate your life and to really just go, wow, you know, what's it all about? Who's it all for? What am I working for? What do I want to do? Because at any given time, it can be done. I'm really sorry. Some of you may email us and say how unprofessional that is or whatever. My heart is going out to people who are just suffering right now. And some of you may think you're suffering. There is not a suffering like what's going on over there. And I know maybe some of you are dying from cancer. Maybe some of you have lost a loved one. I don't know. I know that there's a ton of suffering out there. And we live in a time that's pretty crazy with the amount of suffering that's happening. And so please embrace your children, embrace your spouses, and embrace your blessings, because there's a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot to be grateful for. And part of achieving your goals is truly having that revelation of, man, look how far I've come. I may not be where I want to be, but look at how far I've come. Look what has happened. You can't focus on what hasn't happened. You have to focus on what has. And look at the good that you did do. Look at the improvements that you did make. And maybe reevaluate the things that you didn't do. And set a time to achieve those things. But write this down. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. And you see, you can have all kinds of thoughts and ideas in your head. And you can have all kinds of desires in your heart and in your soul. And I truly believe that God plants desires in us. He's the chief designer. And he puts desire in what he made so that it goes and achieves its destiny. Like a dog, for example, a bird has a desire to fly. It was designed to fly. Therefore, the destiny is it flies. So nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. So what do you want to do? If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want to do? Where would you want to go? Who would you want to do it with? And what would you want to see? Who would you want to see it with? As I was saying earlier, that Hans and I, you know, have this, you know, I've had this desire for a long time. I've, you know, kind of started little things here and there where, you know, like secret blessings, for example, where we just really send a message out to people that it's not about us at Christmas time. It's about those people who are hurting, who are in need. And that's awesome. And we'd like to have something like that year-round, but I just have a heart for people, for helping the needy, for helping the poor, for helping those who've been a part of disasters, those that are suffering, those that need healing, those that need deliverance. I have a big heart for that. And here we've been putting it off. You know, we started this whole adventure 15 months ago, and basically a new arm of another company that I started 14 years ago. It's really like a whole new, it really is a new arm of this other company I started 14 years ago. And part of that is to have these foundations where we can just totally give. Well, we kind of secretly have started it, but not officially started it, and this whole disaster that's happened, it's like, that's it. Done deal. You know, whereas the reality is that maybe you've got something in your heart that you want to do, but you've not made it specific yet. You have not, like, done it yet. Meaning, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this. Tonight needs to be the night where the I want to's are no longer I want to's, but they are I will do, and they're on paper. With a date, and it will get done here. So that's the question I have for you. What do you want to do? What's in your heart to do? And if you knew you couldn't fail, what would it be? Many of you are just one little piece of paper away from living your life by design instead of by default. Please, do not live your life by default. I beg you. I admonish you. Do not live your life by default. It is amazing how simple it was for this homeless cocktail waitress to make $1 million. I didn't say it was easy. I said it was simple. And it really started with a decision, and that was it. You are one decision away from living your life by design instead of default. And I'm not saying I'm better than you. What I am saying is you're just like me. You're just like me. We're the same. We were created by the Creator. We have a desire in our heart, and we've screwed up. And out of our screw-ups, we have one or two options. One option is to quit, which is what I did for weeks. And that's why I was homeless. Or the second option is to rise up and get out of the rut and just step up and go for it and never turn back. You're one decision away from living life by design instead of default. You have to refuse mediocrity. You have to refuse life by default. You have to refuse it. It cannot be an option. It just cannot be an option. If you aim at nothing, you're surely going to hit it. You have to aim at something. You cannot, none of us can. None of us can expect for life to change unless we're aiming for that change. We can't expect for everything around us to get better. We can't expect for our kids to get better unless we're aiming for them to get better. We can't expect for our relationship with our spouses to get better unless we are aiming for it to get better. We can't expect for our businesses to get better, to be more profitable, unless we're aiming for it. Nothing happens by accident. It all happens by design. And I believe you and I were designed to succeed. I believe that with my whole heart. And if you don't believe it, you need to be in New York City January 22nd and 23rd. You really do. We will have a lobotomy happen. Because the truth is what it is. And I don't have to convince you, trust me. You will see it with your own eyes that you were designed to succeed. So tonight, you will decide to accomplish something this year. You will not end 2005 the same as 2004. You'll not end it like you did in 1994, 1974, 64, or 54. Most people have just been repeating their past. No more repeating your past. No more. Not you, not this year, not ever again. No more repeats. It is not Groundhog Day. It is time to decide. It's time for you to live a life to its absolute fullest. It's time to feel free to do what you want to do and be who you want to be. It's time to stop letting life tick on autopilot. Years flying by with minimal growth, or worse yet, going backwards. From this day forward, you cannot say, life just doesn't work for me. Nothing ever goes my way. I never get what I want. You can no longer make those declarations after tonight, because it's always about a decision, and it's about never turning back. It's about never looking back. It's about winning. It's about achieving. It's about I'm stepping up to the plate and I'm giving it my best. And I'm not looking back. Even the Bible is absolutely clear on how to achieve your goals. It says, write down your plans on a tablet. Bring your plans before me and I will help you succeed. That's what God says. That's what the Bible says. Bring your plans before me and I will help you succeed. It says, write your plans down on a tablet. Bring them before me and I will help you to succeed. The problem with most of us is that we are so busy with that demon of distraction that we don't take the time to do one simple thing. And that is, number one, obey by writing it down, making it plain, making it specific. Why? We think it's not going to work. We think it's going to fail. We think we're going to waste our time. Some of us are even just afraid to make the commitment to succeed. It reminds me of a friend of mine from many years ago, started coming to our training seminars back in 1995, who I had done this very training live before a group about setting goals, and it was January, and she was irate. She's a mathematics teacher out of San Francisco, and she's mad. It infuriated her that the topic that day was going to be on goals. She came to me, here it is, years later. I mean, this is 1995, now we're at 2005. It's been 10 years, I can't even believe it. And when I saw her last September, actually, it was pretty amazing. She says, Danny, she says, you remember how mad I was about that training on goals? I said, yeah. And she said, do you know that since that day, I've set goals all these years? Every single year I take the time to write out my plans for the year. My husband, Woody, and I would do that. And we write down what we want to do, where we want to go, who we want to go with, how much money we want to make, how we want to make it, where we want to give to. We just write down everything. And she says, Danny, she says, for all these years, I've achieved 80%+ of every single thing I've ever written down. She goes, I achieved nothing for so many years because I never wanted to write it down. How's that? And I asked her, I said, why did you rebel against that so much? She says, the reality was, Danny, she goes, I just saw writing down goals as another source of setting myself up for a failure. I know some of you right now, that's how you feel. You feel like that if you were to write down goals, that it would just be a source of failure for you. That's a lie. That is an absolute lie. When I go to bake chocolate chip cookies, I buy a packet of Nestle or Ghirardelli chocolate. I follow the directions. I follow the recipe. And out comes out of my oven great, successful cookies. Business and life is the same way. We are great creatures in following directions. We're good at it. And what happens when we don't? And we decide, we don't really need that ingredient. Well, they flop. They don't turn out the same. You decided to leave baking powder out of your cookies, they're not going to be the same. They're going to be terrible. You decided to leave sugar out of your recipe. Well, then guess what? It's done. Not only that, have you ever tried to remember a recipe like, for example, chocolate chip cookies? Now, some people are really good at remembering those things, but there are other people like me. Heck no. No way. But if you decided that you wanted to make chocolate chip cookies and you didn't want to follow a recipe, you're just going to wing it, well, then what happens? You wind up with whatever comes out. Is it the same as the person who followed the directions? Heck no, it's not the same. Have you ever even tried by memory to do a recipe like that? As, you know, it's complicated. There's a lot of ingredients in cookies, for example, and I hope I'm not offending any men. Get over yourself. If I am, give me a break. It's just an example. But here's the reality. When you try to remember, you always forget something, and you don't know what you forgot until you taste them. It's the same with fixing a car. Exactly the same. When you follow directions, everything seems to go smoothly. Same with an airline pilot. An airline pilot has a set of directions that they follow. Things go smoothly. They have a process. They have a plan. The plan brings forth success. It's exactly the same way with every single area of your life. Every single area of your life. So that's why I said tonight, you cannot, from this day forward, you're coming into a revelation and knowledge that, hello, I am basically in control of this. Because even God Almighty himself says, bring your plans before me and I will make them succeed. It doesn't say, well, if your plans have to do with making money, I won't make them succeed. It doesn't say, if your plans have to be about losing weight, I won't make them succeed. If your plans don't have, if your plans are nothing but all about you, I will not make them succeed. It doesn't say that. It doesn't qualify what the plans are supposed to be in order for you to succeed. It doesn't say, if you want your plans to succeed only in ministry, then we'll have this. It doesn't say that. It says, write it down, make it plain, I'll help you. That's what it says. I believe what it says. Therefore, I've written it down, made it plain, and guess what he does? He helps it to succeed. And so as far as what we're going to do tonight about achieving them, one is I want you to have that eager want that 2005 cannot be like 2004 and it cannot be like 1974. It has to be new, fresh, growth, increase, promotion. It has to be moving forward. It cannot be even the same as 2004. Let's say 2004 was an awesome year. Many of us wind up getting stuck in a rut because we try to repeat the year before. I'm telling you, that is not an option. Man, if I could just have this year like last year, that'd be awesome. No, it's not. Because the world is moving forward. And if you have this, everything stay the same, you really are going backwards. Life is growing forward with or without you. Every day is ticking by, with or without you. Don't repeat the past, even if the past was good. You want more. You want growth. You want forward movement, getting better. That's how people get in a rut, by the way. That's exactly how it happens. They have a good year, they want to stay there. Well, guess what? Everything else continues to move without you. Then all of a sudden, you're backwards. So, here you go, Jill. I want you to look at where you're at. And this is a very important thing for you to understand. You know, being a business trainer and a coach of very dynamically successful people, as well as people just starting out who are wanting success, what I will tell you seems to be the biggest, single most detrimental mistake that people make when it comes to achieving their goals is that they do not prosper where they're planted. They don't start where they're at. They want to start over there. They want to be there already. And they get frustrated if they're not where they want to be already. But the way that this planet works, the way the rules of this game are set up, is you must first be trusted with what you have before you could be trusted with more. So some of you, for example, let's just say that you have a goal to have a home for elderly people. Let's say that's your goal. And you don't have the money today to fund something like that, the multi-million dollar project. And you don't have the time. Let's say that you have children, you have a business, and you're married. And so you have this goal to do the elderly home thing, but you don't have the money, you don't have the time. And what most people do is they put it off and they wait for the perfect time before they can achieve that goal. That's not how this world works. That's not how the rules of success work. That's not how the rules to the game were set up by God himself. He's the one who set the rules up. And he made everything in the planet to support the rules. So the reality is that you must start now. You see, if you're in that place where you want to work with elderly, you've got children, you don't have the money to do it, then you must begin to sow in the direction where you want to go. And do not allow yourself to get frustrated or upset or mad with the fact that you can't do it now. Well, I can guarantee you that if you cannot be trusted with what you have right now, which are those children, and the time that you do have, and you don't spend that time wisely, then the time will never come for you to be able to achieve the goal that you want to achieve. So you start now. So here's an example. You start with, here you go, you find elderly people locally. Let's say you take you and your children, and you go after your heart's desire, and you bring your kids into an existing elderly home where you can bless those people. Maybe teach your little kids to give them manicures. Teach them how to love on them, comb their hair, help them in their room, whatever it is that you begin to donate your time towards your goal. That if money is the issue, begin to sow money into that direction. You open up a small savings account and you start putting money towards achieving that goal. No matter how much it's going to take, whether it's $10 a week, $5 a day, whatever it is that you make up your mind, you're going to start now building up the income for it. The mistake that people make is this. They're always thinking the bigger thing. Thinking, okay, I gotta, someday I will make a lot of money so then I'll be able to take all that money and go there. Let me tell you about someday making a lot of money. Have you had a raise in the last 10 years? Yep. Let me ask you, what happened to that raise? Where is the money? The more we make, the more we spend. That's the bottom line. Some of you have this goal of financial independence, and you're thinking, okay, someday, man, when I make $20,000 a month, when I make $100,000 a month, I'm taking my whole family to Hawaii, or I'm going to do this. Let me tell you something. When you do start making $20,000 a month, $100,000 a month, and I'm talking to you from absolute experience, you spend exactly what you make. It is a sickness, it's a disease, it's a horrifying, crippling thing. And the goal never comes to pass. So what you have to do now is you need to start right here, right now, and start making plans to achieve that goal, and you start today. So, for example, if it's a trip to Hawaii and you're putting it off for when you make a bunch of money, so many of you are waiting until you've made a bunch of money to achieve this thing. Get out of that facade, because it's a lie. The proof is, look to the past. Because I can guarantee you, some of you, not all of you, some of you are making a third more money, a quarter more money, half or 100% more money than what you did 10 years ago. But you're still broke. You're still in debt. Some of you even further in debt. Why? There was nothing planned for that money. There was no goal. There was nothing dynamic that you were working towards. That's how it happens. That's exactly how it happens. So when you do, let's say, make $20,000 a month, I can guarantee you it's going to come and it's going to go. And you still would not have achieved the things that you said you wanted to achieve. Why? You must set things up starting now to achieve those things. So, for example, the trip to Hawaii. You're thinking, we're broke, we'll never be able to achieve that. Well, keep thinking that way, and you're absolutely right. But if you have it set up and you say, you know what, by 2006, by June of 2006, I am going to Hawaii. And what you do is you start now. You set the date, and you start earning the plane ticket now. You set aside an envelope in your underwear drawer. I don't care. Set aside an envelope. It's called Hawaii. And every chance you get, you're grabbing cash that you would have spent on something stupid. Some gadget at Walmart. Some stupid thing on the television. Something that you would have blown, you know, your precious hard-earned money. $5 here, $10 there. How about Starbucks? You know? And you take that cash, you put it in that envelope. And you say, okay, first thing I have to earn is my plane ticket. Second thing I have to earn is X amount of money for the hotel. You have to decide how long are you going to be there. And you work it out. Okay, and this is how much I want for spending money. This is how much I need for food. And you begin to earn that money. Stick it in that envelope. Boom, it's stashed away. This is for that trip. Guess what happens? June of 2006. You're in Hawaii. How and why? Because you planned for it. Because starting today, you made a decision and you prepared for it. You made a plan. And therefore, you are looking for all kinds of ways to take money that you were spending in foolish places to put it towards something that was going to be very rewarding. Do you understand? So you have to start with where you're at. Don't be tempted, a degree monger, the enemy, the Satan himself, that keeps you, you know, keeps the carrot in front of you all the time. Keeping the carrot in front of you. Someday you will this. Someday. Maybe, you know, when you get here, then you'll be able to do this. No, I say do it now. I say plan now. I say prepare now. Right now. You know how many people through the years that I've been teaching on this have come to me that never used to set goals that between 80 and 95% of their goals now that they set every single year they achieve. I have one girlfriend of mine that I taught this many, many years ago. She writes them all in lipstick on her bathroom mirror. She does. She has a big list written down, and she got her ones for the month. She has it broken down for the month. This is somebody who is a flaming sapphire. Everything is all about fun. Totally not the organized person that you would think that I'm talking about right now. But achieving goals is so exciting for her and so much fun. And she lived her life not living it the way that she wanted to. Just had her life flying by before her eyes, and here she is. She's going, you know what? I'm in my late 20s. I've not done anything I want to do. I got to start now. She writes the monthly ones down in red lipstick. Can't see herself until she starts checking them off her list. And gets it done. It's just like your laundry is piling up in the laundry room. You have ran out of chonies and socks to wear. What do you have to do? You got to do your stinking laundry. So what do? You set a time to get your stinking laundry done. You're like, that's it. I can't live another day without a pair of chonies. Need some clean socks? Got to get the laundry done. Setting goals and success is the exact same way. Starts with a decision. You look at where you're at, and you make it happen. So, again, I said the biggest mistake I see people make is prospering where they're planted. They don't prosper where they're planted. So whatever it is that's in your heart to do, and I ask you, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to do it with? What do you want to see? Okay? And what you do is you look at the end and go backwards. So I said, 2005, you're going to Hawaii. I mean, June 2006, you're going to Hawaii. Boom. Okay? Then by this time, I have to have my plane ticket paid for. By this time, I have to have a hotel paid for. By this time, I have to have spending money paid for. By this time, I have to have food paid for. Are you with me? Parking has to be paid for by this time. And you back it all up to where you're starting here today, okay? So now what is your plan? How are you going to get there? How are you going to do it? Okay, well, every week I'm going to look for this amount of money to save. Every single week I stick it in an envelope. That's my plan. And there you go. Isn't that awesome? It is so very simple, but it really is just about making something dynamic by making it specific, making the decision, just like you decide to cook dinner, just like you decide to do laundry, just like you decide to fix that truck that's now got grass growing up in the wheels still in your front yard. You're like, that's it. That done deal. I have to change this. This is out of here. And then you step up at your garage. It's a total stinking disaster. You can't even find the stinking floor of the garage. It's frustrating you, driving you crazy. There always comes that day where you go, that's it, enough, I have to fix it. Same within business. You know, you're needing more sales volume or reps, whatever it is that you think that you need. That's it. This has to happen. And you make a plan to make the action to make things come to fruition. So you look at the end of what you want to achieve, and you work your way backwards. Okay, you break it down, make it plain. This is a great, great thing that I learned from Hans, and it's not like he, you know, tried to teach it to me. It's just, I watch everybody and I watch what he does. You know, he had a goal, you know, for many years, we've been together for a long, long time, going on 14 years, coming up in May. And since I met him, when I met him, he was just in this unbelievable shape. Obviously, he was 18. And, you know, just, fit. And he worked out all the time, not necessarily lifting weights, but doing martial arts and stuff like that. And, you know, he lived here in Hawaii doing paddling, you know, outrigger canoe type stuff. So he moved to California and, you know, he's getting a business for himself and he just works around the clock constantly. And for years that we've been together, he'd say, I have to work out. Oh, my gosh, I need to do something. I got to get in the gym. For years, every single year he'd say this and I said, dude, you've been saying that for 7 years, and yet you're still sitting behind your desk. He's like, I know. And then 10 years came around. Every year he would say, I gotta. I'm like, dude, you've been saying that for 10 straight years, and you haven't done it. He's like, dude, I know. So then last year or 2 years ago, he set this goal. And the goal was just to show up. That was the goal. Just to show up at the gym. He knew if he set this big goal, okay, I'm going to put on 10 pounds of muscle, I want to be bench pressing 300 plus pounds by, you know, in 60 days. You know what I mean? Instead of him setting a goal like that, that he knew, I mean, he's been thinking about it, never really got it down, but this is what it finally did it. The goal was to just walk through the door at the gym. That was it. Walk through the door at the gym. Well, guess what happened? He did put on 10 pounds of muscle and he was bench pressing over 300 pounds. So there you go. But the goal was to walk through the door. Some of you, that's where you need to start, is like, hello, just show up. Some of you may have this goal, you know, after this call, you're going to feel like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and, you know, you got these, you know, I'm going to sponsor 100 people this month. Okay, first of all, you're setting yourself up for complete failure. That's how I used to set goals. I used to set these goals that were totally physically not humanly possible. Wasn't even considering my current talent, skill, or ability, which is what you need to do. You need to consider your current talent, skill, and ability if you're setting business goals. And set your goals accordingly to that. Okay? Don't expect yourself to be inhuman overnight and be a super duper, you know, unbelievable producer overnight. No, you start where you're at. So, like, for some of you, let's say that you've got, like, serious fear of the phone, right? Total fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of man, whatever it is. You're like, oh, I want to sponsor 100 people this month. Okay, well, let me tell you something. You're setting yourself up for failure. The reality is you're like, I just want to pick up the stinking phone. That would be your goal, is to pick up the stinking phone, just to show up, read the script 10 times, don't care if anyone signs up. That's where some of you need to start with that. Okay. There's three types of goals that I want to pose to you that you might want to look at for your life. Number one is personal growth or spiritual goals, okay? I want you to look at who you are as a person, what your character is. What is your spiritual life like, okay? Because character is totally stemmed by your spiritual life. So you need to have an area of goals that are personal growth, spiritual goals, okay? Like, for example, you know what? You want to trust God more. You want to have more faith. You want to be more of a risk taker. You want to not react so much. You want to more walk in forgiveness with certain people. Let's say that you want to, take the high road. You don't want to gossip. You want to not be judgmental. You want to be accepting of your brothers and sisters around you. That you want to be more forgiving than you've been in the past. That you want to be more positive. That you want to see the brighter side of things. That you really want to see the greater outcome of humanity. That you want your eyes to see miracles all the time. That maybe you want to hear the voice of your Creator. Maybe you want to spend more time in prayer. Maybe you want to want your heart to be more turned towards your children instead of there being such a struggle of spending, convincing yourself to spend time with them. Maybe you want to feel more in love with yourself. I pray that all the time. I fall deeper and more madly in love with Hans, and with my children. Whatever it is, these are personal growth goals. Let's say that you have a goal that you want to act instead of react. That's a personal growth spiritual goal, meaning that, you have 10 people tell you no, and instead of you winding up, thinking, oh, it's not going to work, it's going to fail, and I don't even know why I'm doing it, and it's, I've never succeeded in anything, that is a serious personal growth issue, a serious spiritual issue. And you need to have goals set up for your personal growth and spiritual goals. If you have fear in your life, that is a total spiritual issue. And so that needs to be dealt with. You need to have a goal about how to overcome that, okay? So those are ideas of personal growth and spiritual goals. Maybe also on the personal growth, spiritual goals, that you become a person that really does care about other people, that really does put others' needs first. Whatever character issues or spiritual issues you struggle with, go ahead, define what they are and what you would like to achieve. Next area of goals are business and financial goals. Those kind of loop together. Your business financial goals could be, that you want to make, you want to increase your income this year by 10% or by 100%, whatever it is. Let's say you make 50 grand a year and you want to make 60 or you want to make 100, whatever it is that those are. Those could be financial goals. Let's say in the financial goals it could be getting out of debt. Again, so many of you are waiting to get out of debt until you make more money. I got out of debt. My husband and I got out of debt when we made the least amount of money. Don't bite that stupid, tempting hook that says that more money is going to solve that problem. It is not. Being in debt is a sickness that is within us. It has nothing to do with the amount we make or the amount we don't make. It has everything to do with what we spend with what we already have. And so absolutely every one of you, if you are in debt, every single one of you need to make the commitment now to get out of debt, to chip away at your debt this year. Some of you can get out of debt this year. I know people that are in their worst seasons that don't make a lot of money, paid off $45,000 worth of credit card debt in 1 year. And so every single person on this call can get out of debt regardless of what your financial position is. Everybody can. And it's about looking for ways to get the job done instead of looking for excuses to stay in debt. So those could be financial goals. It could be, building a savings account. I remember when I first started, my first financial goal was to have $100,000 cash in the bank that was at, like, savings that I didn't need, that I didn't use. It was just $100,000 cash, done deal. I did that my very first year, which is how I started my second company by the time I was 22. And so anyway, that could be a goal, a certain amount in savings, getting out of debt, making more money. Those are financial goals. It could be setting up a retirement fund. You start today. You start today with your retirement fund. You start today with the envelope in your underwear drawer with, taking the $3-4 you would have spent at Starbucks and you put that in the retirement fund. How do you think the people of old did it? Huh? How do you think your grandparents did it? That's how they did it. They stuffed their mattresses with cash. They did. They looked for ways to save money and they stuffed it and they hid it. In fact, I have one of our best friends here in Hawaii just bought a property where this old man did not believe in banking, did not believe in banks. And he basically buried cash all over this 4.5 acres that our best friend just bought. 4.5 acres that has and has a treasure map that he inherited. Chris inherited this treasure map with this cash. He buried the cash. That's how he spent it. He died when he was 90, 4.5 acres in Hawaii, beautiful piece of property, beautiful, you know, cedar-built home. Hello. Totally financially set with cash in his land, literally, in the ground of his land. So give me a break. If you're wanting to start a retirement fund, you start today. You don't wait for your business to become profitable before you have your retirement fund. You start right now putting away for the retirement fund. Next section of goals is about your family. By the way, I could be on the phone with 2 hours with you guys on this one right now. You start with your family goals. Okay? Family, your children. What do you want to achieve with your children this year, with your spouse? You know, some of you, and Hans and I do this every 3-4 months, you go away for a weekend by yourself. And I don't care if it's camping and eating at McDonald's. You do it. You make it happen now. Oh, no, when my business takes off, then I'll make enough money to where we can do that. No. Beep. Wrong answer. Total wrong answer. You find a way to make these things happen right now. Life will slip away. So you look for, you know, you decide goals with the spouse. You decide goals with your family. Things that you want to do with your family. Things you want to do with your spouse. You know, investments you want to make with your children. Things you want to accomplish in their character with their children. Say your kids are spoiled, rotten brats like most Americans out there. And you say, you know what, this year I want to teach my children how to take care of the needy. I'm going to teach my children the value of giving, that it's better to give than it is to receive. You know, you come up with something like that. Something that we did a couple years in a row with our kids is that they would have their birthday and have their big, huge birthday party with all their friends, and they get lavished with hundreds of dollars of ridiculous gifts that they, you know, would be bored within a week. And we said, I want you to pick out your top 3 favorite presents that you got. And the rest we're going to go to the shelter, and we're going to give them away to a kid who doesn't have any. And they did, and they did it lovingly. They did it with no problem, and it taught them something in their heart. And so think about it. Most people don't have any goals for their children at all about how they want to train them up, how they want to send them out, what kind of character they want to build in them. After tonight, you can no longer walk in that ignorance. You decide. You decide how you want to mold them and what is your plan in helping to mold them. Okay, now, next thing. So I gave you the 3 areas, personal growth, spiritual goals, 2, business financial goals, and 3, family goals. Now, on the business goals, let me back up. It could be I want to, you know, bring in X amount of customers this month. I want to bring in X amount of new reps this month. Things like that. I want to achieve this position by June. I want to achieve this position by whatever. Okay, those are goals that will help the financial goals come to pass. Okay, so next thing that you need to do is I want you to make a long laundry list of 1 to 50. 50 things that you want to do. 50 things that you must do between now and the day that you die. There may be things that you've always wanted to do that you have still never done. I want that listed on there. Even those secret little things. You know, like maybe you've always wanted to sing and you've just been embarrassed to do it or you don't think you're any good. You know, put it down on your list of goals. You know what? I want to sing and I want to be able to do it confidently and I don't want to be embarrassed about it. You know, I don't want to care what anyone thinks. Things like that. You know, one of my goals was to learn how to surf. I just achieved that. Hello, at the nick of time. It was on my list last January. It's actually been on my list for 15 years. And finally just went, that's it, no more. This is coming off my stinking list. I'm getting it done, and we just did it a few weeks ago. So anyway, just make a long laundry list, 1 to 50. If you knew you couldn't fail, that's what the list needs to look like. If you weren't afraid, this is what the list would look like. That's what I want you to do. I want you to dream. I want you to dream big. I want you to write down all kinds of wild and crazy things that you think you may never do. I want you to write them down. Then what I want you to do is you go through that list, and what you do is you now decide when you want it to be done. So you have like a list that has 1 to 3 years. So if you look down your list of 50, now what you're going to do is you're going to put in it, let's say you look at the first thing, and let's say it was, you know, I want to make an extra $10,000 this year. That's obviously, you put a 1 next to that because that's what you need to do this year. So that's 1 year. Let's say that, you know, a trip to Hawaii. Okay, then what you do is you say, okay, when do I want to do that? Let's say this. What's on your list is like, okay, I want to go to Hawaii. I want to sing. I want a house in Italy. Whatever it is. I want to give, you know, $50,000 a year to the poor. Whatever it is. Okay, you just randomly write, and you just feverishly, randomly write Some of you might come to a dead end at 25. I want you to just keep that list alive and just keep writing it down. You know what? I've always wanted to do that. You know, I've always wanted to go there. You know, I've always wanted to see that. You know, I've always wanted to do that with so-and-so. And you just start writing those things down. You're going to see your spirit come alive when you start to do this. So then you go through and you write down that you give a year timeline. And it is like this. Okay, so you look through it and you go, okay, this is a one-year thing. I want to do this year. This is a five-year thing. This is a 10-year. This is a 20. You can even slip in a three-year thing if you want to. So go 1 year. Put a one next to all the things that you want to do this year. Put a three next to the things you want to do in 3 years. Put a five next to the things you want to do in 5 years. 10 next to the 10-year things that you'll do in 10 years. 20 next to the things that you want to do in 20 years. Okay? What you're going to find, when I did this, what I found is that I had mostly everything on my list was a 1 year. Totally impossible to do all of those things. And I mean completely impossible to do all of those things. So I had to go and I had to make a decision, okay? What is really my highest priority to get done this year? Then I had to move those, you know, the other 20 of the 50 things that I had listed for 1 year to do, and I had to put a 3, 5, 10, or 20 on it because it just was not physically possible to get those things done this year and actually have some sanity and save my marriage at the same time. So that's what you do, or keep my marriage. So anyway, so you go through, list of 1 to 50, go at it. Pretend like no one's watching. If you knew you couldn't fail, if you weren't afraid, what would you want to achieve? Then go through it. Put a 1 next to all the things you want to accomplish in 1 year, a 3 on the 3 year, 5, 10, and 20. Then go through, and I want you to take that list, all the things that say 1 year, look at it and go, oh, I didn't think I could do that, so this one's going over to 3 years. So I want you to do is take a list, separate pieces of paper, and this is a 1 year thing, this is what has to be done now. 3 years, 5 years, 10, 20. Do you understand? You have a piece of paper for each one of those things. After you make your big laundry list of 1 to 50, then what you do is you want you to take your 1 year goals, okay, that you have now looked at and you go, okay, I think I could do that. I want you to put a date of when you're going to do it. Now what you need to do is you need to make a plan. Let's say that you've always wanted to play the guitar, okay? 10 years have slipped by and you've never learned. Now it is, okay, what do you have to do to make that goal happen? Well, I need to find a guitar to either borrow or buy and find someone that can give me lessons. You put a date as to when you are going to do that lesson. You pick up the stinking phone, you book it. You book it now. You put it in your calendar, you set it up, you show up, done deal, you did it. Oh, what it feels so good to say I did it. And this is what you start with. You start with those little tiny things. Even the fact of picking up the phone to make the phone call to set up the lesson, oh my gosh, that you will feel confident because you checked it off your list. Number one, you made the list will make you feel good. Number two, the fact that you're checking things off the list is an absolute confidence builder. All the time people say to me, I need more confidence. You know what? Start making a list of things that you want to do. Start making a list of what it's going to take to do those things and start doing the list of things that it takes to do it. And you will be amazed. It could be something as simple as find a guitar teacher, guitar instructor. Call them. Book the appointment. Set it up. Done. You will feel so good about yourself when you do those things. Now, in wrapping up this call, last year I did a call very, very similar to this. In fact, I could probably do 3 or 4 parts on this. There's so much that you can do to simplify setting goals, to achieve those goals, to make them happen and make them come to pass. What I know is that there were people on the call a year ago, January, who listened, who set goals, and they achieved them. They did. Do you want to be amongst those people that does the very same thing this year? Are there going to be times where, you know, maybe it didn't happen? Yes. But maybe you'll be like my friend Lynn, who never set goals before and let her life fall into a complete rut, going nowhere real fast, aiming at absolutely nothing and surely hitting it. So now dynamically writing things down and specifically writing them down, and now 80 to 90% of the time she achieves all of her goals. Why? Because they're written down. Isn't that awesome? Because there's a list here. Okay, check it off the list, check it off the list, and you will see that you'll feel so much better about yourself. Now, I want to make a quick announcement as I'm wrapping up the call. You guys know that in New York City, we're going to be doing a First Steps to Success training seminar. It's $297, which is like so low compared to everybody else that is doing training seminars. This is more of an advanced type of a seminar, even though the name is First Steps to Success. most people's basic seminars are nothing like what our, you know, first steps is. But I don't even need to go there. But here's the announcement. The announcement is that starting in New York and from this month forward, for any of you that are interested in this, and it's not, you don't have to do this. This is total optional. The seminar starts at 9 o'clock sharp in the morning, ends at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, and then starts again Sunday 9 and ends between 6 and 7, sometimes 8 on Sunday night. Well, Saturday night we are doing an optional session, and this is only for those of you who want to be a part of it, and this session is free to the public, any of you want to bring people. Many of you have been plugging into our Christian calls. We do spiritual equipping for your professional and business life with no religion. And so this Saturday night on the 22nd and 23rd, it's totally open and totally free. So if you're going to be in New York, I encourage you to go ahead and come. It's very similar to what we teach on the other calls, and we get the chance to bless every single person that's in the room. It's a very powerful thing. Many of you have been to them, been to what I've already done, and have had incredible breakthrough from it. But the point is, it's free. So if you guys, let's say you're not coming to New York, but you want someone to be impacted, and you need, then you know they need spiritual equipping in all areas of their life, spiritual equipping in communicating, in their finances, spiritual equipping emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, whatever it is, we do equipping in these areas, and there's a different topic every time that we'll be doing it. So Saturday night, the 22nd, it is free. It starts at 7 o'clock. You guys can send as many people to this event that you want to. And again, that's only if that interests you. If it doesn't, forget everything that I'm saying. But if it does, Saturday night, the 22nd is totally free. And you guys can bring people. If you've got family members in there, you can send people to that event that's happening Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. It'll probably end between 9 and 10 o'clock that night. So it's going to be a killer time. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. So for those of you that are not interested in that, that's totally fine. January 22nd, 23rd will be a very powerful equipping seminar to train you in all areas of your business life and your personal life, whether it is in communication, whether it is in strategies on how to make your 2005 absolutely awesome, whether it is in strategies with marketing, working with other people, working, building a team, building a sales force that is a top-producing sales force, learning how to motivate other people, learning how to conflict, how to deal with conflicts with other people, really learning how to get over even yourself and hindrances that you've got internally that you know are stopping your business. And if you know that your business is just at a complete standstill, I promise you will find the answer at First Steps to Success. You will absolutely discover the things that are literally pulling money out of your pocket. We also do a lot of training on getting out of debt, time management, and things like that. So the list goes on. And if you want more information, go to DannyJohnson.com. You can listen and learn from there about what it's all about. There's probably 1,000 testimonials on the website of people who've gone or have been affected in some way by those training seminars and the CDs that we have available of those training seminars. So I'm 5 minutes late, guys, and I'm going to open up the call. We're all going to say goodnight and God bless. In fact, let's just wish everybody a Happy New Year. Hold on. Happy New Year.